So Shavuos is coming up. The main question on everyone's mind. Milchiks, fleishiks. The joke is my wife always makes fun of me. So I say, she asks, do I want milchiks or fleishiks? So I say, I want milchiks. And my version of milchiks is potato blintzes. So that's, now I know you're going to tell me it's not milchik. Okay, that's the point. The point is we usually have fleishiks in our house for almost all the meals. If you want to have eggs in the morning, fine. Maybe it depends on how it plays out. But many people have cheesecakes and the milchiks and pastas and whatever it is. And then some people have meat as well. Now the question you have to ask is, can you have milchiks and fleishiks in the same meal? In other words, you wash. Now again, there's a benching chabura, so we need to talk about benching. But you wash, I mean, very frum. You have your two separate breads, your milk bread, your meat bread. You cut one up, you have your milchik, you have your pastas, your cheeses, whatever milchiks, your potato blintzes, whatever you view as milchik. And then what do? You clean off the table and you serve meat.
You wait a little bit.
Okay, maybe you wait a little bit. We'll do the schmooze a little bit. You have to say divrei Torah. And then you bring out the meat. The flesh, the steak, the ribs, whatever you want, whatever you're having on Yontif, etc. Yeah, and your cholent, your salami. Did you bench in between?
No.
Yes or no?
No.
No. Anyone else say yes? You're having one meal. You're sitting there the entire time. You're going to have milk for the first hour. You're going to have meat for the second hour. You got different challahs. So don't get me anything about the chawa is going to get mixed. That's a whole separate shear.
You can't leave crumbs.
Okay, you can't leave crumbs. That was last week. Phew, okay, we took care of that. Now you got your one chawa, which you use with milchik. You cut it up. Put the rest for your French toast Sunday morning. Fine. Now you have another chawa, which you're going to use with the fleishich. Do you have to bench and rewash in the middle? You say no. Anyone want to argue with that?
I don't think so.
Okay, this is going to be a better chabur than I thought then. Okay, one second.
Something, a big dessert, fancy.
You're having milk, Yaakov. You're having milk and meat in between. I mean, the same meal. Yes or no? So it's not McDonald's over here. So milk and meat in the same bread washing. You're going to bench at the end after having eaten cheese and meat. No?
But what would be the thought of having to bench?
Okay.
Like I could see where someone says, oh, it's not appropriate have milk and meat in the same meal, whether it's allowed or not, whatever. But I can see someone saying that's not the most appropriate thing. But if the idea of a meal is that you wash once and then when you bench when you're finished, then what would the thinking be that you have to bench in the middle of the meal?
So comes along the Zohar and writes that, citing the Beis Yosef, so this is not off the beaten path, citing the Beis Yosef, and the Beis Yosef in Hilchos Aruch Chaim, in Kuf Ayin Gimel, cites this Zohar, which says that if you eat milk and meat in the same meal, he also says, or b'shachado, like at the same
time.
Right, but obviously not eating it together, that's not what we're talking about, but at the same sitting or the same time period, yeah, he says, all these curses that are going to happen to a person. To be honest, I didn't really understand every word of the Zohar, but it was not a positive. It was not a positive thing the Beis Yosef was citing from the Zohar. You know, it will come down, and God will get you, and Milan, Tisa. He talks about all these bad things that are going to happen. Beis Yosef cites this Zohar, the Ramah in Hilchos Yarideya, in the laws of Basar B'chalav, pretty relevant, says. V'yesh machmirin, some are machmir, afilu bibasar achar gevina, even having meat after cheese, v'chein nohagin. And then he goes on and says, well, maybe it's only limited to hard cheese, which everyone knows you should wait 6 hours after eating like Parmesan or whatever, some types of hard cheeses. So, fine. But the first opinion of the Rama is, some are machmir not to eat meat after milk. Now, what does it mean, meat after milk? Says the Prima Gadim, hold on to your hat for this one. He says, Apri Chadash is makel with basar Shara Achronim Mechmir B'Sheish Shos. And he quotes the Zohar. Many people hold that you have to wait 6 hours after eating any meat. So you have your pasta, cheese, regular cheese, or you have a glass of milk for breakfast. You can't have fleishiks for lunch because you have to wait 6 hours. But Prichadosh is lenient by basar oaf, having chicken after eating regular cheese, fine. Then he says, he says, what are you bothering me for all this eating meat after milk? We're so lenient. What does it mean we're so lenient? Al yedei siluk, switching the tablecloth. Ubirchas hamazon, as long as you switch tablecloths and you do what?
Bench.
Gesundei, to have your fleishich right after your milchik. Sounds like, from the Prima Gadim, it doesn't sound like, it's expressly stated in the Prima Gadim that if you want to have meat after milk, that's fine. You don't have to have any chumras of waiting, but you better switch tablecloths and or switch siwak, because, like, you know, clean it up, and bench. Now, what the reason for this? A little bit unclear. One reason you could suggest is that we want to be a protection for eating milk and meat together. So just like we wait 6 hours because there may be meat in your teeth for fleishik, milchik after fleishik. So maybe milchik fleishik after milchik should have a similar chumrah. At the very least, you should bench so that you don't come to mix them together.
No, but logically that doesn't make sense.
Because, okay.
Because if the whole idea of the milchik and the fleishik is so you're not mixing the food or so you don't have it in your teeth. So then I could hear you say, well, you know what you should do? You should kind of change the tablecloth, brush your teeth, you know, and then whatever. But, like, the whole idea of the 6 hours, that's a physical time frame.
It's because you have your meat and the teeth.
But it's a physical time frame of separation. To change the tablecloth and bench, you know, that would be like, well, you want to have a hefsik. You want it to show that it's two different meals. But that's very different than you might mix the food in your teeth. That's a time thing.
Hence, the source, not to belittle the Zohar, is a Zohar. It's not a Gemara, a clear Gemara, and with these points of psukim, which is what meat.
You could also go according, you know, if you have multiple brisim, you don't have different sudos. You have a break in between, then you make new brachas again.
Wait, but you're washing, whether you're talking about milk and meat or just in general?
Just in general.
In general.
If you have more.
She's saying two mitzvahs in one thing. But here I know the issue is, it sounds like the issue is perhaps you're maybe going to come to eat milk and meat together. So as Shalom is saying it, and Yaakov's helping Matt over here, is that the pshat is that, well, maybe we're just, it's just like a, it's very different than eating milk after meat, where there's still meat stuck in your teeth. It's meat after milk. The fear is that maybe you just want some type of separation between them. Fine. Even if you grant that, it is clear from the Prima Gadim that separation, which is necessary, is benching. He's not just suggesting this is a good idea. He's saying in order to make some separation, it may be a prevention of doing something worse, but still, that gedder that we're creating is to bench in between,
yeah,
so you don't come to eat him.
Right. The whole purpose on Yom Tov Suda is the reason why you're having milk and meat is that meat, you're supposed to have, is having to. That's why people,
this mitzvah, yeah, and it's simcha, exactly.
Again, by bris, some people actually serve meat instead of...
I'm totally with you, yeah.
Okay, so therefore,
yeah,
benching in between sort of separates...
Excellent, so he's already jumping. He's already talking about Shavuos. I was still talking about Tuesday in November, but we'll get to Shavuos. This halacha so far, we haven't said a word about Shavuos yet. This is in general, Tuesday in November, you want to have milk and meat together. Sounds like, according to the Prima Gadim, you must bench in between. Comes along the Magen Avraham and really hits on all your points that you're all saying. And he writes, he comments on, well, first let's see the Ramah. Now we're in Hilchos Shavuos. In Hilchos Shavuos, says the Ramah, sorry, one more page here, says that there's a minog to eat v'nohagin b'kama makomos. Many people have this custom. L'achol ma'achol e'cholav b'yom rishon shel Shavuos. To eat milk products on the first day of Shavuos. And then he says, what's the reason? V'niru li'atam. The reason is, shukamo ashnei tavshilin, shalokam b'lel Pesach, zecher v'Pesach, v'zecher v'chagiga. Just like on Pesach, we have two foods, one which is zecher carbon Pesach, one is zecher v'chagiga. Kein ochlin, so do we eat machol chalav, v'acher kach maichol basar. We have these two foods, one milk, then one meat. V'tzrichin imayim, lavi imayim beiz lechem. You have to make sure there are two separate breads for the milk and the fleshach. Shuba makom ha-mizbeach, fine. V'yesh b'zen, this will remind us, zikarn lebeiz alechem sheyimakrivin b'yom ha-kibikurim. On Shavuos, they would bring shtei lechem, an offering of two breads. So here, by having milk, and then by having meat, is going to require you to have two breads, one for the milk, one for the meat, that will simulate what went on in the Beis HaMikdash by the shtei halechem. What is eerily missing from this Ramah?
Benching.
Doesn't say a word, are you benching in between those two or not? Pipes up the Magen Avram on this Ramah and says, of course you're not benching at all. He says, you have to make sure that you don't mix the milk and meat together. But he doesn't mention anything about benching. He says, a bracha achron, I believe he says, in fact, is unnecessary. He says, well, you don't need to bench at all.
He doesn't say about the
tablecloth either. He mentions table. I wasn't going to say that because he says you have to switch tablecloths, but you don't need to. But you don't need to bench. Good. I haven't thought that we're outside of a topic, but yes, no, he does mention the tablecloths. You obviously have to switch tablecloths to switch. Again, our tablecloth maybe if you put a plastic on top, it's right. Fine. You don't have to switch the actual fancy tablecloth under it. The whole idea is you have to have a separate, or you could keep. You could just put a placemat for like the milk and then you take it off, and you could use a fleshach. That's fine. But the point is, set in the Magen Avraham is clear, you don't need to bench. How do we paskin? You open up a Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah writes, what you all wanted to know here, everyone he clarifies the topic. He says, fine, he says, we have milk and meat. And then he says, Vizor, you should be careful. Likach mapacheres, to take a new tablecloth. Kisharotzu lechol basar, when you want to meet. Ve'ein tzarech lahafsik bebirkas hamazon. You don't need to have in between benching, in between the milchik and the fleshik, unless you have hard cheese, he writes, should be game over. If you left right now, about 2-3 minutes left over here, you would say, oh, what are you wasting my time for? It's an explicit Mishnah Berurah, which says that you don't need to bench in between milchiks and fleshiks. Now keep in mind, this Mishnah Berurah is in what topic? He's in Hilchos Shavuos. Okay? He's not really talking about what you do Tuesday morning, and he says, or in November. He doesn't give any indication about that. He comments that in Shavuos, in order to get this concept of milk and meat to remind you of the Shtei Alechem, you don't need to bench in between. Comes along Reb Chaim Kanievsky as well, and the Sefer Mekadesh Yisrael has cited that he is lenient as well. You don't need to bench at all. Now the problem is that I told you there was a Prima Gadim that says expressly you do need a bench. So how are you supposed to get by this? So many disagree with this Mishnah Berurah, including Rav Avnei Yoshveh. He says, I don't get it. The Prima Gadim says, Mefurish, expressly, you need a bench in between. So
yeah,
how come...
just be during the week, not for
Yom. Oh, so maybe there's a difference between Shavuos and during the week. Question is, why does this Mishnah Berurah, though, completely ignore that Prima Gadim? So I don't have a good answer to that question because it seems to be that
but
the Mishnah Berurah...
That's why he's expressly saying...
Oh, so unless we say it's unique...
Because it's yontif,
perfect.
You know that they're not mixing meat with milk.
So hold on to your hats for 1 second. Hold on to your hats for 1 second. First, I just want to point out that... What about another bracha achrona? Let's say... Forget about... Side question. Let's say in general, you just want to have a macaroni and cheese... I'm trying to think of a good mizonos. You know, so that's the wrong thing. We need a cheese. You want to have a piece of cheese. Let's make it into all shahakos, which is easier. You make a shahako on your piece of cheese. I don't know. We want to drink a milk. Then 10 minutes later, you want to have a hamburger without the bun. Because no, I wanted to make a shahako. We have a meatballs, yeah? So you had a piece of cheese, make a shahako on the cheese, wait 10 minutes, have your meatballs. You need to make a new bracha, you need to make a bracha achrona, brain and fushes in between?
The stuff that you're, on the meat that you're
going to
eat.
Yeah, that's my question. Yeah. I have to make a shako on cheese, right? Wait 5 minutes, and now I have a meatball. Wash out your mouth. I don't care. Do whatever you want to make yourself very far front, yeah? You have to make a new shako on the meatballs, yes or no?
If it's a different type of...
No, I had in mind. It's going to be in general. If you have in mind that it's the same and it's all the same bracha and it's all in front of a table for just you know you have to make a new shako or no? Says the sefer Ber Mayim Chaim. He says no. It's only benching, and he makes a little bit of a raya from Chumash. Avram didn't give bread to the malachim, right? So everyone knows Rashi says because Sarah was piercing nido. Okay, whatever it is. Avram didn't give bread. Why didn't he give bread? So the Sefer Ber Mayim Chaim wants to say, Avram specifically didn't give bread to the Malachim because if they had bread, they would have to what? They would have to bench in between the milk and the fleshich. And what would happen if they bench? What would they do next? They'd leave. And Avram wanted to give them this whole geshmaka meal of bread and meat. So Avram said, I've got a great idea. I won't give them bread. They'll just make a shahako on the chalav that they were going to eat. They'll stay for... They won't make a bracha achrona because you don't need to make a bracha achrona in between just for a shahako and the meat. And then I'll serve them meat. But if it says, if he would have given them bread, they would have had to bench on the bread, on the milk bread. Then they would have had to have meat and they would have had to wash again. They said, oh, come on, we're washophobes. You know, we're benchophobes. We're not benching twice. We'll bench once. And then they would have left and Avram would have lost them. So it's a cute point by their Ber Mayim Chaim. Take it or leave it. Halacha l'maisa, how do you paskin? Says the Chok Yaakov exactly.
He did give them something.
It says he got the bread, but then it doesn't say he gave it to him.
Kemach, Solalushi,
let's see who goes. And does it say he gave it to them? So Rashi says, you know what Rashi says? He didn't give them, you know why? Because Sarah, when she was making the bread, became a nida. She became a nida because she just now was able to have children again. So if that's the pshat, so says Rashi, the pasuk never says that he gave him bread. It says he told Sarah to go make bread, but she never gave it. So all these mafashim explain why. So according to this Ber Mayim Chaim, he decided he had an idea. If I give him bread, they're going to have to bench. Then they're not going to leave. I'm going to lose him for my meat. Okay, that's a cute idea. Practically speaking, let's close this out. You want to know, Lamaisa, on Shavuos, what are you supposed to do? Says the Chok Yaakov, it's very easy. Shavuos is different than everything else. Shavuos, we want to have this idea of the Shnei Alechem, so you have, fine, so Shavuos, says you don't need a bread, you could be lenient, you all have it in one meal, there's a minute to have milk and meat, so fine, you could all do it in one meal. The rest of the year, though, you should be Machmer. Comes along of Moshe Feinstein. Ready? Here we go to Moshe. And he writes, listen to these five lines. Change your whole outlook on this topic. Up until now, it's pretty clear. Mishnah Berurah says you don't need a bench in between. He's in Hilchos Shavuos, yeah? Pretty clear. He says, "Umash'ena minag dafka besuda achas." Why is it that people don't have milk and meat together in one meal on Shavuos? He says, "Mishum," because, "Techalav u'basar." If you have milk and meat, afim ocho achal of kodim. Even if you have the milk first, yesh, there are some, and I tell you who I think he's referring to, that prima gadim, yesh, there are some, she'ein ochum besuda achas. They don't eat milk and meat in one meal together. Ulechein, therefore, lo ratzu ahanig. No one wanted to create such a minug, she'yasu dafka besuda achas, that you can have milk and meat in one meal? No way. Vagam, yesh lachush, what are you afraid if you're having the same meal, Shalom? No, this is what you've been yelling the whole time. There's always, but this is a chupam in mishkuchu v'yokhu abasir t'chila. It's not like any like halachic reason that the milk's going to get stuck in your teeth, but what's the likelihood? The likelihood is if you have milk and meat in the same meal, all of a sudden your kids, one kid's always delayed, they're always 10 minutes behind, they're going to be still eating their pasta, and you're already bringing out the meat to the table. L'chein yosir tov, it is better. He's talking about Shavuos. Winog levarich achar achilas hacholav. Moshe says, you want to do it right. Even though Mr. Bruce says you don't have to. The best way to do it is to bench after the milchik meal. He says, I have a chok Yaakov says in Shavuos you could eat them all in one. Avo mustik shiyosu tov lizar b'kumah b'chol hashana. But even the chok Yaakov was a little bit wishy-washy at the end and says, well, maybe it's not such a smart idea to do that. He says, Alma, we see to mitzad inyan haminug. You want to get the proper minug? Hayayosir tov besudachas. Maybe if you have them both in the same meal, it would have better fulfilled the minug of Shavuos of eating milk than meat, okay? Two breads in the same meal. Avo b'shvil shlo yavo chashash iser. You want to be smart. You want to be have a good head on your shoulders. Don't do things stupid, he says. Don't do this. He says, shlo yavo chashash iser ro ratzel hanikin. This is not the minhag klal Yisrael. So says Ramosha, the minhag klal Yisrael is your bench in between Melchix and Fleshach. Against what everyone here said. You guys are all, come on, Shavuot, same meal. And I can't tell you you're wrong, because you got a Mishnah Berurah who's explicit. It says you don't have to bench in between. He's talking about Shavuot. So for sure on Shavuot. So to sum it up, during the rest of the year, it's probably better to bench for sure in between Melchix and Fleshach. It's definitely, it shouldn't have them in the same meal. On Shavuos, there's definitely room, definitely because of this minhag of having shtei alechem in the same meal, two breads, one milchik, one fleishik. There's definitely room. The whole minhag is based on having them in the same meal. So that's what the Mishnah Berurah seems to say. You don't have to bench in between. Comes along the Gros Moshe and says, you know what? It's a pretty, you're playing with fire. You're playing with fire. You can have kids, it's missing, mixing milchik, fleishik. He says, just bench in between. You'll still get this minhag of having milchik. And to be honest, that's what I do. I have usually sometimes a milchik eggs in the morning. You have it quickly. You have wash it with eggs or whatever. You could have your milchik meal. And then, you know, 20 minutes later, half hour later, whenever, sometimes I want my kids in between and then for a little bit. And then, you know, then you have your main meal. You could have meat and then you could be yotze all the opinions and you benched in between. And this way you just separate, take a walk around the block or you learn with your kids, you do something which is absik, and then you could wash again. And they say it's not a bracha shenitzricha. It's not an extra bracha because you're following the halacha. If you follow the halacha of having milk and meat in a separate meal, you're allowed to make two separate brachas. Shkoyach.
What's the reason for